Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Friday, March 9th, 2007. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and Esther is sitting here beside us today as well, our daughter. And we prepare these messages each weekday morning with a goal to encourage others. Today's message is titled, My Shepherd. And we have two scripture portions from Genesis 48, verse 15, and most familiar, Psalm 23, verse 1.
The God before whom my fathers Abraham and Isaac walked, the God who has been my shepherd all my life to this day. The Lord is my shepherd.
Today is our daughter Esther's 18th birthday. She's so excited that she awakened on her own at 6:15 this morning, although she didn't have school. She told me the other day in anticipation of this big day,
I can't believe I made it this far.
Well, that's really a phrase you might expect from someone 81 rather than 18, but she is aware of her many major medical overcomings and the blessing of living another year on this side of eternity. The other day, Esther and I passed the farm scene that I have pictured on the site today, a beautiful photo of some sheep and lambs in the snow, although there wasn't snow on the ground at the time. When she saw the little lambs, Esther said,
Daddy, they're so cute. Let's stop and look.
Now, what a great opportunity to reinforce the biblical teaching of the role of the shepherd. Christ himself declared, I am the great shepherd. And the psalmist reveals our role as his followers to be the sheep of his pasture.
The 23rd Psalm is especially comforting near life's end. We typically recite it at the bedsides of the infirmed and elderly, but we would do well to recite this psalm regularly as we awaken to a new day and recognize our need to look to the Great Shepherd for all that lies ahead, whether it be unexpected blessings or unexpected trials.
In the first daily text, Jacob is blessing his sons as he recognized his departure from this life was near, and he makes a wonderful profession of his faith. He acknowledged his godly heritage as the God before whom my fathers Abraham and Isaac walked.
We're especially blessed by this phrase, the God who has been my shepherd all my life to this day. This is the very first reference in the Bible that speaks of God as a shepherd. The shepherd is one of the most familiar images used in the Bible to describe God's relationship with humanity. If you'll note the beginning of the 23rd Psalm, where David addresses God as my shepherd, this signifies the personal aspect of his relationship with God, and of course we can apply that to our relationship with God.
Well, may we all rejoice in the wonderful truth this day as we individually proclaim that the Lord is my shepherd.
And let's pray together. We look to you, our great shepherd, as we follow in the paths you have marked out for us. We lack for nothing, even when we cross desert lands, because we are led by your hand. It is when we seek a different route that we find ourselves weak, lacking, and unprotected. Help us to hold fast to your directing hand and always listen for your voice. Because we have entered through you the gate, we will be saved. Though the thief seeks to kill us, you, the good shepherd, laid down your life for us so that we might have eternal life with you. Amen.
Amen. Well, we do have a note today from Esther on her 18th birthday, and we can't get her to read it today. And we're just going to point you to the site if you care to read that. She's 18 today, and I've got my arm around her right now as we prepare the podcast, but she's a little uncomfortable about reading her note. We're on the web at www.dailyencouragement.net. This is the message, of course, for Friday, March 9th, 2007. If you don't look at the site either today or through the weekend, since we don't update the site through the weekend. We also have a picture of Esther along with one of her favorite nurses at the heart clinic she goes to. And a picture, as I mentioned, of some lambs today and sheep in the snow I took just yesterday. And a beautiful, beautiful, my favorite, I suppose, Lancaster County stone farmhouse. A photo of that. Also have a link today, we believe we'll find one, I'm quite certain, to a song that Brookstein suggests, Savior, like a shepherd, lead us. Today, let's rejoice that the Lord is my shepherd.